Is your life out of control? Find out how to put things back on track in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. I didn't grow up in snow country, so living in Missouri has been an experience for me. Not that it snows all the time, but we generally have at least one or two decent snowfall totals every year, which means my family bought sleds when we moved to the state. I've always seen the saucer types of sleds advertised, and they were cheap at Walmart, so that's what we bought. I soon discovered that saucer sleds have two basic controls: going downhill and falling off. As far as I can tell, there is no way to control the direction. That works great unless you're about to run into a tree or a chain link fence. I have the fence imprints on my back to prove it. Control is important in life. When we try to take control of our own life, it's something like riding on one of those saucer sleds. Things are great until they aren't. 1 Peter talks about a different strategy: allowing God to control your life. Peter talks about the importance of living under God's control in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 16. There the Bible says, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" You can live a holy life. Now, don't think of that word holy as some kind of religious jargon. Think of it as living the life God created you to live. You can do this. First, focus your life on Christ. Make sure that you point your life towards the right goal. I used to compete in high jump in middle school, but I was never very good. I always knocked down the high jump bar. I finally figured out what I was doing wrong. My goal was to jump to the height of the bar, which meant that I hit the bar every time. The goal has to be to jump higher than the bar. Too often, we make the goal of our life too low. Our goal is to be good enough. Well, obviously, different people define being good enough in different ways. Our goal should be to live like Christ. Now, that's a high goal. In fact, on this side of heaven, we'll never fully achieve that goal, but we'll be aiming for the right thing. Peter quotes from the book of Leviticus, where it says, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." God gave that command to the nation of Israel. They could be holy because their God was holy. We have that same promise. If we attempt to be holy through our own strength, we're going to fail, primarily because we're setting the bar too low. The Bible calls us to set a much higher goal, to seek to live in the holiness of Christ, not because we're great people, but because Christ lives in us. What is your goal for today? Just to make it through the day? Or is your goal to live as Christ would live? Make sure you have the right goal. You can. And now you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.